I look around at people, for instance, who are very concerned about getting out of debt. And I think that's great. My book, Money, Possessions, Eternity, I've got a whole chapter on debt. I've got my little book, Managing God's Money, got a couple of chapters related to debt. I talk about debt at least briefly in the Treasure Principle. Debt is something that I'm all in favor of getting out of debt. But I see some believers, their whole thing about getting out of debt is that now they will have more money to spend on themselves. And so now they'll be able to do this and go here and go there. And basically their point is to become a more efficient, more wise materialist rather than devoted, heart sold out to the kingdom of God, generous giving. And I've even heard some teaching within the Christian community where people are encouraged, hey, don't give until you get out of debt. I've had people go in for counseling to a Christian financial counselor and be told, stop your giving until you get out of debt. Well, that's not kingdom-minded. That's not kingdom-centered. So by all means, be a giver and be a generous giver and labor to get out of debt so that you can take the money that's freed up in your payments to retire debt and use it to invest in God's kingdom so that you can be a generous giver kind of steward rather than a keeper. You know, it's an interesting thing with givers and keepers. You think of Ebenezer Scrooge and the Christmas Carol. You know, Dickens did an incredible job. If you go back and reread the Christmas Carol, and my wife and I listened to it over the Christmas season, I highly recommend it. It's a very powerful story. And what's interesting in the story is that you have a very wealthy man who is a miser, okay? And the word miser is related to another word that we're familiar with, miserable. Isn't that interesting? The miser has more than other people, way more, but he's miserable because he's a keeper. And then what happens in the final chapter of the Christmas Carol is that Scrooge undergoes what I think is in reality a conversion. The way that this story all relates around Christmas, and he sees his life and what it has been and what it's going to be. And now in light of the Christmas season, well, what's the Christmas season? That's when Jesus came into the world. And in the spirit of God giving his son, in the spirit of giving that is wrapped up in Christmas, this man is radically changed. Now what happens? He is going through the streets giving money to people, and he is absolutely joyful. He's just giddy. He can't stand it. He's so happy. Here a man goes from the most miserable human being that you've ever met when he had more money, and he becomes this wonderful person whose heart is full of joy, and the joy is in proportion to him giving away money. And I think there are a lot of Christians today who are getting half the message. They're getting the part about, hey, let's all get out of debt so we can have more money to spend on us. No, get out of debt so you have more money to give to God's kingdom and be financially free and not center your life around your debt, which is a money-driven life instead of a Christ-centered life.